degrees in Nashville. Today should be a sunny one with a high in the upper 70s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. For years, Tennessee has been taking Social Security benefits from orphans. Now the federal government is asking Governor Bill Lee to end the practice. Since 2019, the state has diverted more than $30 million from orphans in its custody whose guardians died. The Tennessean reports the Department of Children's Services uses the benefits to pay for the children's care while in custody until they leave or age out of the system. Then they return the leftover money to the Social Security Administration. The head of the Federal Department of Health and Human Services wrote to Lee back in December, calling the practice, quote, contrary to the best interests of children, and offering templates for executive orders to end it. He noted these funds are sometimes the only financial support that deceased parents leave to their children. Lee has not signed an order to change the state's practice. A spokesperson for his office says he's committed to ensuring vulnerable children have the resources they need. DCS Commissioner Margie Quinn tells lawmakers that giving children their survivor benefits could make them ineligible for other aid programs. The state is looking to change the makeup of utility boards. A bill which advanced this week would require that utilities serving residents in surrounding counties add voting board members to represent those customers. The House version of the legislation would impact 16 different utilities around the state, but in the Senate, lawmakers added a requirement pertaining to size, meaning it would only impact the Nashville Electric Service. And the bill is, in part, a response to NES's handling of Winter Storm Fern, which saw thousands of customers go without electricity for days on end. Various proposals on this topic have been put forth in this session. Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson from Williamson County, who had sponsored a previous version, expressed his support in committee yesterday for this latest attempt.
If you have a municipal utility that is servicing 50,000 people outside of its jurisdiction, I think it's altogether reasonable that those outlying counties have representation on that board. The county that I represent will be impacted by this and will gain representation on the NES board as a result of this legislation. So on behalf of my many thousands of constituents that were impacted during this ice storm, I'm grateful for the bill.
And just a slight clarification, that comment was made on Tuesday. There have been some concerns from utility representatives about equal balance. Surrounding county customers make up roughly 12% of the customer base. But if the bill passes, it would be represented by more than 40% of the board. A new coalition that supports local news outlets is launching today. Press Forward Middle Tennessee is the local wing of a nationwide philanthropic movement to strengthen local media. The Community Foundation is leading the effort to bring together partners and funders to create a more connected and informed community. The first project, which is later in April, will be a survey across 40 counties to learn about information gaps. Press Forward is also interested in challenges faced by local newsrooms and how to manage the patchwork of information platforms. Nashville Public Radio has two staffers on Press Forward's local steering committee. And this is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.